Hey, welcome back to 4Q. Today we are launching a new series about longevity and health span. Now, longevity is easy to measure because there's a date on every tombstone, but health span is different. Health span we define as the time when you're healthy, mobile, curious, and capable before disease or aging slows you down. That's the part we want to stretch out because living longer isn't the same as living well. Now, the moment you step into the world of longevity, you meet a parade of gurus, powders, and podcasts. There's some serious scientists in the field, like the founder of the whole field, Leonard Hayflick, who recently died at age 93. He was the one who defined cellular aging in the first place. Or Dr. Eric Topol, who actually advances medicine. But then there are those who have turned longevity into a luxury brand. Take Peter Attia. In his many iterations of himself, he finally settled on building an empire where he can charge $150,000 or more for a patient to become a patient of his. And what do you get for that? You get a handful of basic lab tests. You get a VO2 max run. You get to hike with him with a rucksack, a weighted backpack. You learn a few yoga poses, and you get some lectures about how you should sleep better. Some of this you can get from your local primary care doctor and a local gym for about $30 a month and copay. So remember, this is a man who never finished a surgical residency. But billionaires pay him because they can. He positioned himself exceedingly well. The man who has gone from being all pro keto to let's do all the exercise we can. By the way, he's also an investor in something called AG1, that bright green drink sold as nutrition in a scoop. And of course, there's Andrew Huberman. He is another AG1 investor. He podcasts between studio lights that are bright enough to give you a tan, and he seems to always wear black. Now, both of these guys are smart. They are accomplished, but let's be honest. They live where marketing meets medicine. And sometimes, the marketing wins. There's the other longevity star that you probably heard of, Dr. David Sinclair. He's a Harvard professor, and he turned something called NAD, which is a supplement, almost into a religion. And the precursor molecules, these are initials you're going to hear, NMN and NR, they sound like secret passwords to eternal health. You know, David Sinclair's early work on aging and sirtuins, it was brilliant. But somewhere between Harvard and Hollywood, the science and the sales pitch started to share a toothbrush. He even formed a company and he tried to patent NMN as a drug. Now, when you try and patent a supplement as a drug, the FDA does what they would always do. They pulled it from the supplement market. Now, this sparked all of these Reddit panics and these headlines that the government was hiding the fountain of youth. You can buy NMN now. But that fiasco showed just how thin the line is between research and retail and how desperate people are for that fountain of youth. Now, no longevity carnival would be complete without the shirtless salesmen of supplements and scams. The ones who promise eternal youth, everything from protein powder and ancestral vibes. Take Paul Saladino. Hasn't seen a patient in years, discovered that fruit is good for you even after declaring steak was salvation. Or the Liver King, his erstwhile partner, who discovered that, well, his secret wasn't liver, but it was whatever he was injecting. Then, of course, no claim would be complete without mentioning Gary Brecka, the guy who says he's a human biologist, whatever that is, and can predict the date of your death. Of course, all you have to do is buy some of his fancy amino acids, his hydrogen water bottles, and all of his scams in between. Those people aren't scientists. They're basically services in human forms. Now here at 4Q, we're not selling miracle molecules or $150,000 wellness plans. We're bringing you the real science, what we know, what we don't, and how to tell the difference. Because understanding longevity shouldn't require a six-figure copay or a discount code. And as you will learn, you do not have to be a billionaire to learn about it and to implement it. But today we're going to start with NAD, which stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. This is the so-called molecule of life. Now, does it actually work in humans? We're going to find out. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, and this is 4Q. 4Q University, where we bust myths, make sense of the madness, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. NAD is something that every freshman medical student learns in basic biochemistry about how the body works. It's responsible for fueling energy production. It's in the Krebs cycle. It's responsible for DNA repair. And as we age, NAD levels drop. Metabolism slows. Inflammation rises. Cells get sloppy and, like Leonard Hayflick pointed out in the 1960s, senescent. So scientists ask the most obvious of all questions. Can we top it up? Meaning, can we give external NAD or one of its precursors and kind of turn these cells back into powerhouses again? Make those mitochondria shine? Well, it turns out in mice, the answer is yes. Boosting NAD in mice by using precursors such as NR or NMN extends the lifespan of the mice by 5 to 15%. Now that translates to just a few months for a mouse, but if you're thinking about a human, you know, mouse years in humans, might work out to a couple of years. But in mice, we found that the mice moved better, they burned energy better, and as far as we could tell, they aged a little slower. But here's the catch. We're human beings. We're not just mice with mortgages. Here's the thing. You cannot eat NAD, but you can eat its precursors, tryptophan and niacin, which is vitamin B3. These are found in fish, poultry, beans, milk, and whole grains. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, we call that the Mediterranean diet. So before you drop $90 to $100 on a bottle of NMN or NR, maybe stop at the grocery store instead. The big supplement players, NR and NMN, can raise NAD levels and are generally safe up to about 2 grams a day. There's no major side effects beyond the occasional flush, but they don't reverse aging and they don't replace real medicine. Now, a meta-analysis shows that some of these NAD precursors, especially niacin, can lower LDL cholesterol by about 8 to 12%. That's a nice lab number. But let's compare that to, let's say, Crestor, which is rosuvastatin, which is the LDL-lowering cholesterol agent I use. 5 milligrams lowers cholesterol by about LDL cholesterol by 45%. 10 milligrams, 52%. 20 milligrams, what I take, 55%. 40 milligrams, same. So that's not a blip. That's the miracle of modern medicine. And no NAD supplement has ever been shown to prevent heart attacks or strokes. Statins have, again and again, shown that they can do that. Now that's the difference between some interesting biochemistry and some actual medicine. But if we're looking at this, who might actually benefit from taking some form of NAD? Well, maybe older adults with metabolic syndrome or prediabetes. Those small improvements in lipids or inflammation may be helpful, but imagine this. My bottle of Crestor cost me about 75 cents for a month. That bottle of NAD is going to be out $100 a month, and the Crestor is going to do a little bit more for me. Now, there has been a hint of potential in patients with early Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease, but that data is tiny, and for all intents and purposes, is statistically meaningless. Now, if you're young and healthy, the only thing NAD will reliably do is reduce your bank account. Safety-wise, there have been no major interactions that have been found, although there are theoretical issues with certain anti-cancer or DNA repair drugs. And even if your gut microbiome helps process NAD precursors, another reason to feed it, well, instead of flood it with pills, it may not actually help you that much. So what actually works? NAD does drop as we age. Our cells enter into their cellular retirement, or as Hayflick described it years ago, senescence. And whether topping NAD keeps them working longer is still really unknown. But what we do know is how to support your body's own NAD production on a plate, not in a capsule. The Mediterranean diet, which is rich in fish, legumes, olive oil, whole grains, naturally fuels the NAD pathway in your body and protects your heart in a dozen other ways. You don't need a subscription. You don't need a magic powder. You don't need this bougie price tag. You just need to eat better. Now, here's the thing. If you want to learn a lot more about longevity the right way, we are going to actually work on, we're working on it now, a longevity cruise in the Mediterranean in the summer of 2026, next summer, maybe the second week of August. Our plan is to have world-class physicians, scientists, a Food Network chef, with real conversations about living longer and better, all while sailing in the Mediterranean with shore excursions that will drop your socks off. You're not going to be fitted with a weighted rucksack. You're not going to have to pay a six-figure fee. Unlike Peter Attia's program, this one includes shore excursions, wine, and actual fun. And for the record, yeah, I drink AG1, but not because I have an affiliate code. I don't get a kickback. I don't get stock in it. I just like how gentle it is on my stomach, which is why I take it. But I'm always looking for a less pricey, less bougie way to get in my vitamins. So come on. If you're interested, serve that time and consider about thinking about health span under the Tuscan sun, where we found 70 years ago, people lived longer and lived better by eating simpler and developing community. This has been 4Q, 4Q University, researched and written by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. All things audio and editing were done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, who spent X amounts of time with me today and my new fancy equipment. For references and show notes, visit 4Q.com or yourdoctorsorders.com, or go to my Substack at drsimpson.com. Now remember, I'm a board-certified physician, but I am not your physician. If you have medical concerns, please see a real board-certified doctor, not a chiropractor, not a wellness influencer, and please, you don't need to spend $150,000. This podcast is for education and entertainment, not personal medical advice. And until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, and keep your diet Mediterranean. Have a great week, everyone. All right, Evo, we're getting old enough that our NAD levels are dropping. I'm thinking that we should replace them. I just don't know how. More sunshine? An ocean? Happy to hear your ideas.
Well, I may be getting older, but I'm still perpetually 8 years old in my brain thinking about how my NADs are dropping as I get older.